Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Well, this has been a good week for the grains market. OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said prices continue to go up.
Well, we just got prices going up. You look in the last week, you've had wheat prices go up about 75 cents. Cash Oklahoma prices from around $6.25 to almost $7. Corn prices from about $5.20 to $5.50, somewhere in that vicinity. Sorghum from $6 to $6.30. Soybeans from $12.40 to $12.75. Cotton from $84.41 to $87.02. All the commodities are just going up big time.
So how high will prices go?
Well, that's the rumble in the market. You know, that's what the analysts are. How high can these prices go? And some of them say that if you look at the supply and demand situation, they're as high as they should be. But when the market gets moving, when the momentum gets there, you just don't know how high they're going. Plus, there's a lot of things going on in the market right now.
What are some of those things that are going on in the market?
Well, if you look at the wheat supply in the United States, hard red winter wheat especially is relatively tight. All wheat stocks are relatively tight, even though the world stocks are record ending stocks. So you got tight milling quality wheat prices. You've got Argentina. The rumor is that they're going to put a tax on exporting wheat. Russia's already got an export tax on their wheat. And you look at the countries around the world. You've got South Korea, you've got Vietnam, you've got China. The top three corn importing countries in the world are switching from feeding corn to feeding wheat. And that's the rumor in the United States, that feed mills, feedlots are switching to wheat to mix in the feed rather than corn. I think what's going on in the market right now is the market is trying to buy corn acres, soybean acres, cotton acres, and when that gets bought, then we'll see what happens.
Anderson said his advice to wheat producers would to be asking yourself what you should do.
Well, when you're looking at $6.90 wheat, I thought back at you, what do you think you should do? Your average price on a 10-year average may be around $5.35. Your 5-year average is below $5, and you got the opportunity for $6.90. Now, you may want to go in and put a bottom on that. You can buy an out-of-the-money put option contract, say around $6.60. It's going to cost you about 30 cents, so that'll give you $6.30 minus a minus 15 basis. So that's going to give you around a $6.15 minimum price. So you may want to look at doing some things like that.
To hear more news and market analysis from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and hear more grain market analysis there. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.